Talk Live. Kicking off hour number two of the Monday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. You can go and vote for the show, although it's starting to become worthless at this point. It's a month-long contest, so once December 1st rolls around, all of the votes will reset, and we'll have to ask you to go and vote again. So vote.freetalklive.com is the place to go if you want to cast your November vote for the show. All right, so we're talking about the layers of aggression, and of course you can take control of the phones and bring up anything. You should also know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So there's different layers of aggression when it comes to the government putting its mitts into an industry, into a business, and preventing competition. Licensing is the first layer. That's
You know, before we get into this, I really want to I want to kind of make a comment about this. Is that, you know, if anyone makes a questionable, immoral, you know, an action of questionable morality in our current society, I think one of the biggest problems with our current society is that everything is based upon the fact that if you do something that could be seen as immoral in our society, guys with guns are going to come and take you away to prison, or
like if I smoke pot in public or something,
Like that. They're going to lock you up, or if you don't want to be locked up, they're going to shoot you and kill you. Right. They're just going to shoot you dead. All right,
that's no good.
That's what happens in our current society. That's what everything is predicated upon, and even the smallest little laws. You know, it all springs from this underlying force and this threat of force. Like, everything is tied back to this force, even if it's so remotely, like, the smallest regulations are tied back to...
Like, if I don't put a you-must-wash-your-hands sign up if I own a restaurant for my employees.
Right. It's, if you don't do that, guess what? Men with guns eventually, you know, are going to come and take you
away.
If
I don't comply, they will, yes.
Right. So it's all about this compliance or death. That's what our society is based upon. Everywhere.
Isn't that kind of brutal? Isn't it a little unnecessary?
But, you know, and most people don't even think about it. They don't even realize this is pervasive. It's everywhere. The threat of you having everything, your business taken away from you, or being locked up and shot and killed. You know, locked up or shot and killed. It's everywhere. Now, in a libertarian society, what we want to do, you know, we were talking about this monopoly and we're talking about this force, is have... The you know, the thing that's going to happen to you if you have a questionable moral action is failure. All right, that's
How about ostracism?
Ostracism and failure. But you know, if you fail at business, obviously, you know, the worst thing that can happen to you is poverty, hunger. You can't seem to, you know, make your way to see fit to make people happy.
Yeah, or your morals are somewhat corrupt,
and because, that's what you deserve.
Right, because, I mean, in the libertarian society, the only way to succeed would be to make people happy, and make people happy in business, make people, you know, happy just around you in general.
You're
because
right. In our current culture, we'd much rather see somebody put in prison than we would to see them poor. I mean, you know, we'll put all kinds of social programs in place for somebody who makes decisions to make themselves poor, but God, if they make, you know, they make a little step out of line as far as the regulations go, they have fines to pay and prison time to do.
What is that?
It's nuts, is what it is. Insanity.
So let's explore a little bit more of the different layers of aggression here. You've got layer number one, which is licensing. And then licensing is exclusive when all but a single monopoly provider is stopped at gunpoint, if necessary, from serving consumers. When this second layer of aggression is added to the first, costs go up further as the choice of goods and services becomes even narrower. Consumers must buy the monopoly service, do without, or provide their own. Utilities, for instance, are the most common example of second-layer aggression. So you got the first layer, which is just licensing in general. The second layer, which is where they say, okay, if you want water, you're going to have to buy it from the county or whoever it is that we've deemed to be your water supplier. If you want power, you have to buy it from so-and-so. Or if you're rich enough, you can go out and put solar panels. I mean, there are a few other options out there, but there's no second power company. Right. There's no real competitors out there. So utilities are the most obvious example of that. Third layer of aggression is added to the pyramid of power when those people who don't use the second layer monopoly service are forced at gunpoint if necessary to subsidize those who do. Usually such services are provided by a government department rather than a private firm. Part of their cost is subsidized by the taxpayer. Public services usually cost twice as much as those provided by a private firm. for reasons that she'll explore later in the book, even if consumers choose to do without or provide their own service, they still must subsidize the monopoly. Great example, police department, fire departments. I've never used the police service in my town, but yet I'm forced to pay for it at gunpoint. Because if I don't, they're going to come kick me off of my property. So there's an example of your third layer. The fourth layer of aggression is added to the pyramid when consumers are forced to use the subsidized monopoly service. So third layer is where you're forced to pay for it, but you don't have to use it. The fourth layer is where you are forced to use it no matter what. Doing without or providing your own version of the service is no longer an option. And with every layer of aggression, consumers have fewer choices until finally they have no choice at all. And so that just shows how more and more government control just simply results in less choice, less freedom, worse prices, terrible service. Let's go to the phones, to the phone. You take control of the show. Christine, we got a lady caller. Christine in Nebraska, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, Christine.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I've had a great time listening to your radio station today.
Well, thank you, Christine. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I wanted to respond to the lady who called in about her deceased mother's Social Security and information being on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
I work with credit reports in my business, and as soon as somebody dies and there's a death certificate given, mm-hmm. They do report that to the credit bureau almost immediately. So when somebody dies, their Social Security number immediately shows as a deceased person.
Do they ever recycle Social Security numbers? I mean, there's only, 10 million of them or something like that, and
they'd have to.
I don't think they do. I think there's an infinite number of number combinations when you have
Not an infinite number. I mean, the basis of numbers means they're not infinite.
Well, there's nine places and 10 digits that can go in each of those nine places, so that's 1,000.
If there were letters involved, that could expand it quite a bit, but there are no letters, so it's just 1 through 9 and 9 positions.
Anyway,
0 through 9.
I just wanted to answer that lady. Thanks. That if somebody did get her mother's Social Security number and they wanted to...
How do you feel about burning your Social Security card, Christine?
Well, I thought about that, and here's the deal on that. Your Social Security card, I mean, a lot of us work our entire life, and we have a lot of money taken out of our paychecks to eventually get a Social Security retirement. Now, I know Social Security isn't the sole source of retirement for most people, but
it certainly shouldn't be.
Look at that deduction out of your paycheck. It's the biggest one.
Yeah, that's true. 15%.
And that the Social Security Administration that was designed by Franklin Delano Roosevelt to prevent
poverty. A noted
poverty
socialist.
Poverty in old age. The Social Security in itself and the number for what it was intended for is a very moral and a tremendous program.
Really?
In fact,
to see how moral it is, what if I don't want to pay?
I agree with that, because you have to pay.
Right, so that's pretty immoral, because taking money from people is stealing. It's armed robbery, and your mom told you that was wrong, didn't they, Christine?
I don't think people should have to pay it if they don't want to. I agree with you there.
So currently it's immoral?
I'm saying that I agree with the part of it that you shouldn't be forced to if you don't choose to, but...
You know what? Do you think that anybody... Hey, Christine, I agree with you. Do you think anybody at all...
It's supposed to be a good system.
Christine, another question for you. Do you think anybody at all would really choose Social Security if they had the option to choose other retirement packages that paid more, for instance?
I think a lot of people would choose it because it comes out of your pay before you actually get it.
You know,
and
I'd be interested to see.
We have great intentions of saving 31% of our income, or whatever percent they take out in Social Security.
Christine, I would love to see if people actually. I would love to see what people would actually do if they were given that choice. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. Just give us the choice. Let people choose what they want to do with their money. We're not babies. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That is toll-free, and you can take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And also Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have our listener map there for you, map.freetalklive.com. We'll take you directly to it, and you'll see the hundreds of our listeners have taken the time to plot themselves. It's a worldwide map. You simply type in your location, your name. You
our listeners are involved in a plot?
Yes. It's a plot of liberty. Yeah. Actually, there's. I like one of our friends in the radio business, Gardner Goldsmith from New Hampshire. He's got himself his own website. It's libertyconspiracy.com, which is really cool because the Liberty Conspiracy has no central control. There's no 12 families behind the scenes plotting how to regain liberty in this world. It's just the conspiracy of liberty is that we're all working for more liberty in individual ways, and nobody will ever be able to figure out the conspiracy because it's totally decentralized. I just kind of like that. totally unrelated to wherever we were going. So, yeah, you can add yourself to listener map.
Your little push pin.
That's right, at map.freetalklive.com. You can add your picture, a little phrase to go along with yourself. And the neatest part is you can see who's listening in your area, if anybody. So you might be the first. Map.freetalklive.com. Justin, you had some comments on Social Security.
Our caller,
Christine.
Christine, before we went to the break, had made some comments about Social Security and how she supported that it be voluntary, but that we keep the program around so that you know, it would be there on the so that you could just have the money taken out of your paycheck. Well, what if an employer doesn't want to give that as an option? What if they don't want to deal with all the paperwork of doing that?
That would have been a good question for Christine.
Then do you feel that it should be forced? Does it have to be enforced on the employer? And what if you know, I don't like the idea of the government Social Security program. What if I think that there should be organizations out there like Salvation Army's Christian Security, or I think that there should be Humanist Security, or different other organizations, or perhaps maybe I would like to get my security through the Fannie Mae Foundation, or whatever.
Well, and also, IRAs come out of our pre-tax dollars. So, I mean, just because Social Security happens to be pre-tax dollar, it's not the only pre-tax retirement option out there currently under our current system. So let's not extol it for that particular virtue. It's not the only one.
Right.
And it is the worst of the pre-tax options. Social Security offers no interest. And let's not forget also that it's a sexist and racist proposition.
Ooh, good right, point. Because racist, hugely racist. If you are black
and male,
chances are you're never going to collect Social Security because, on average, black males die before 65.
That's right.
And it's just the way the numbers are.
And who is the group that collects the most Social Security?
Well, who lives longer, rich people or poor people?
Rich.
Rich people do because they get better health care.
Right.
They have better, you know...
They take care of themselves better.
They have the time and the money to take care of themselves better. So rich
white women
benefit from Social Security more than, you know, poor black men do.
That's wrong.
I wonder if that's why Christine likes it.
Like the number 3-1, by the way.
Let's go to the phones. To the fun. You take control of the show. Brett in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. What's on your mind, Brett?
Well, I witnessed something very disgusting and pretty terrifying tonight.
What happened?
I was at a school board meeting.
That is disgusting and terrifying.
Oh, I thought you were in Manwich's bathroom. Okay.
Basically, I was required to go for kind of a school project thing.
Gotcha.
And there happened to be some legislators from around the state there tonight.
You mean managed to stay awake beyond the first five minutes?
Yeah. Okay. I was so mad hearing these people, what they were talking about. It was just a bunch of state-worshipping bureaucrats. I mean, it was just terrible. There was, at the beginning of the meeting, the superintendent of the school district read through the bills that they, you know, for all the financial stuff that they have to pay for. And he just read through this thing, $260,000 to help fund the choir trip in the spring. They're going to New York or something like that. And
$260,000?
$260,000. Get this. He was just like, anybody object? And everybody was silent. And he's like, all right, pass.
How many students are going? Probably 260, right?
No. Normally, back when I was in school, when you wanted to take a trip somewhere, you actually had to buy your own tickets
That's the thing. They do have to buy their own ticket. I don't know what this money is
going to
go to.
Oh, it's going to the administrators, the people that are going on the trip from the school board.
Quarter mil?
There you go. I don't know.
That's a heck of a party those people are going to be attending.
It was just sick, though. I mean, how they spend all this money. And anyway, the legislators were there, and they were talking about how great it was that they gave teachers each in my school district a $2,000 raise this year for each of them. They spent $17 million.
Hooray! Even the lousy teachers got $2,000 extra!
Yeah.
Next time you attend one of these meetings, don't be afraid to just sit there and shout, $260,000 for what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they might boot you out of the meeting, but you just saved yourself a bunch of tax dollars. And you know what? You'll probably still get the opportunity to do it again next time.
I'm sorry, he interrupted you. What were you saying?
I was just saying, you know, it's just crazy how these people spend and spend. There was a lady there who was a senator.
Well, they don't get rewarded. They don't get rewarded for not spending. Yeah. They have no incentive whatsoever to be conservative at all with the money that they're
giving. They have incentive to spend their entire budget, as a matter of fact.
Right.
They have to find things. If they don't spend their whole budget, they get a smaller budget next year.
Indeed.
So they have to create things to spend stuff
right.
on.
And that way they can come back to the legislators next year and say, boy, we spent all of our money and we still have five programs that are underfunded. We need some more money next year. That's how they get more every year after year.
Yeah, there was a senator there who was an older woman. She was talking about how the majority of preschool education is all privately, it's private education.
Sure.
She said that needs to be somehow subcontracted with the government school system, and we need to get the government involved in all preschool education.
Oh boy.
What
state are you in?
What's
Iowa.
That?
Okay, I was just checking that. You're in Iowa. This is an idea that has been going around. In fact, it was most recently found across the pond in the UK. This is all over the place. The big government freaks, they want to bring preschool. Actually, California is looking at it now. They're looking at doing state-run preschool, where the government is teaching you your ABCs, where the government is taking care of your baby from day number one. In fact, that's what they were doing in the UK. They were talking about government... some sort of government education, some sort of government curriculum for infants.
Like
pre-preschool.
That's exactly what they said tonight. And it got me thinking, when's the point that your whole paycheck is going to be tax dollars and the government just provides everything, your food, your housing, everything?
Well, that would be total socialism, of course.
Well, yeah, obviously. But, it's just every day it just seems like it's leading up to that point.
We certainly are heading in that direction.
Brett, how old are you?
I'm almost 17.
That's awesome that you are so involved, so politically aware at this point. During the meeting, was there any sort of a public comment section?
Not really. There was the only public who was there besides... I was there with the webpage team at my school. I help out with the school's webpage, and we were just talking about a technology thing that we applied for with Dell to get new computers. Anyway, but the only...
You're getting Dell.
How do your classmates, how do your cohorts feel about all this spending and all this big government stuff?
Well, every time I try to talk politics, they tell me to shut up. But
maybe you'll get a couple of them to open their minds.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you're looking at college in New Hampshire.
The only other public who was there besides the group I was with were there are students who are required to attend for government class. But.
Right. So the only people that were there were the ones who were required to attend. All the rest of it were a bunch of big spending government bureaucrats. Thanks for the call, Brett. We appreciate it. A little slice of the reality of the state, the reality of how government operates. It's just a celebration of theft, a celebration of plunder. Yippee-ki-yay, we got another $1 million to spend. More Free Talk Live coming up, 800-259-5791.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Heard about the new hotspot in town? It's not a jazz club, a cafe, nor a sports bar. But this spot's so hot, you could get burned. When I come back, I'll tell you how to avoid getting steamed. Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
During the holidays, mall parking lots are hotbeds of activity, and you could get your goose cooked in two ways, accidents and crimes. Yes, parking lot accidents account for 20% of crash claims, so pay extra attention when backing out, and avoid driving diagonally across lots. And to escape the 750,000 violent crimes committed every year in parking lots, report suspicious activity or persons to mall security. Now rejoice. The only goose cooked this season will be on your holiday table. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. The number for you, 800-259-5791. You can bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. Literally anything goes. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, with over 70,000 posts now on our bulletin board system, well over 1,000 people interacting. It's all totally free. There are conversations about serious issues, and there's lighthearted fun stuff as well. All there on the Free Talk Live BBS at freetalklive.com. So get interactive with that. Just a little bit of information. We talked about the preschool initiative. We had Brett on the line a moment ago, and he was telling us that in Iowa, they're pushing for government preschool. Oh, government preschool's all run by private companies, and that's bad, so we got to have government do it because government's perfect, and government will really help your kids learn because those private companies, they're just doing a terrible job.
School shootings weren't happening young enough.
Yeah. So now, brilliant people like Rob Reiner have decided that he's going to be fronting the initiative in California, where he's collected over 1 million signatures, according to the AP, which will fund preschool for all California children. Yes, that's right. The California government will be schooling all of the children in the state.
And what's going to happen is
indoctrinating.
You know, it's essentially set up for the poorest of the poor right now that don't have preschool and are therefore unable to work. You know, this is the imaginary person that's unable to work because they have to stay home and take care of their kid. That way they could send their kid to some government-run preschool.
Sure.
And God knows what horrible things would occur there. But then they could go out and work and earn money. But what's actually going to happen is the same thing that happens with regular school, is that everybody's going to be forced to pay for this nonsense, and then they're going to be like, oh, man, I paid for this once.
No. According to the initiative, it would raise an estimated $2.4 billion a year by simply increasing the income taxes by 1.7% for individuals who earn at least $400,000 a year.
Only 1.7%? So, why don't they just increase the income tax 5% and then just take every child and put them in the government program from the time they're an infant?
Here's why they won't take a big chunk like that. It's because it's all incremental. They take a little bit here, a little bit there. They nibble at the rich people in the state, mm-hmm. and they hope
until there are none.
Well,
why do parents need to do anything anymore?
Well, that's just
they shouldn't have to raise their children. The government should do it for them.
If they took 5%, Johnson, those rich people might say, whoa, 5% now? I'm out of here. And then they're going to take themselves and their productive businesses with all those jobs that you were talking about, Manwich. They're going to take all those jobs out of the state, and they're going to take it to a more free state, like Nevada or New Hampshire or anywhere else.
But their kids would be taken care of by the government. I mean, isn't that amazing and ideal? I mean, isn't the government offering such a great service there? Isn't that worth the 5%?
It's a brave
new world.
The
huge amount of money, you know, that the government is charging. Isn't their service worth it? I mean, they do such a bang-up job.
Yeah. To prepare the little infants to work in your factories.
Right, because those government school systems, I mean, they're the top of the line. right? Government schools. I mean, when you look at government schools compared to private schools, I mean, government schools.
Oh,
I mean, when
God.
You look at test scores, I mean, hey, even those homeschooled kids, they're horrible, right? The homeschoolers, the ones that don't
not.
Go to
the
even private schools.
The homeschoolers are the best educated kids in the country.
Then I don't get it. I don't understand.
Private
What's
schools
going
are right after them. Can you imagine how badly they're going to ruin preschool? I mean, preschool's so basic. I mean, it's so simple. You teach them the alphabet. You give them nap time. You give them a snack.
They'll hit each other.
You let them go outside. You teach them what's yours is yours.
I don't understand.
Mine is mine.
I don't understand those. You mean so? What you're trying to tell me is that all this money goes into these public schools and all this money goes into these private schools, and yet a homeschool kid who can sit at home and read a book and sit in front of a computer all day is out testing all these other people. But
every
I don't
time.
Understand all this tax money and all these dollars. I mean, we should have all this money taken from us by force. Buy people with guns, right? Yeah. I mean, isn't that the most logical solution?
No, it's certainly not. It's the government solution, and it's always the worst. I'm just trying to imagine what it would be like with a government running preschool. I mean, we know that on the first day of kindergarten in government schools, kids are told to bring
right.
stuff into class, and then they're all told to place it in the community pile. And then you can pick out some things from the community pile, which is, of course, communism.
Well,
and so they'll just start teaching that at age 2 instead of age 5.
The normal lessons in sharing will be turned into lessons in communism.
Yes.
I mean, right away. Immediately.
And who knows what else?
Because, you know, I mean, what you're doing is you've got teachers that are on the government payroll there. Of course they're going to want to teach lessons in socialism. They
yep.
believe in socialism.
Exactly
they believe
right.
in having people's paychecks taken from them, portions of them taken from them forcibly, at the pain of losing their home, so
they're
they can be paid.
Yeah.
So if your kids, if you didn't think it was bad enough, if you didn't think the socialist indoctrination was bad enough, look out and pay attention to what your school boards are doing, because they're going to try this next. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Gene, are you back from China?
I'm back. I'm suffering a little jet lag, but I'm back. I wanted to talk about snippets of anarchy.
Snippets of anarchy, okay.
Snippets of anarchy, because we do have some anarchy that exists in society in little areas here and there, places where the government doesn't rule every aspect of our lives.
Okay.
And I just came across a realization today, something I hadn't realized the several times I've been to China, is that I've never seen a stop sign in China.
Huh.
And, you know, and I asked my wife, I said, have you ever seen a stop sign in China? She says, no, she's never seen one. There are, I don't know how many millions of intersections in China that don't have stoplights, that also don't have stop signs.
Wow.
So talk
how
about
does it work?
A snippet of anarchy. Well, it works by, it's called the instinct of survival. And, people that go into an intersection, I mean, it's just common sense. If you go into a dangerous situation, you're going to want to make sure that you come out of the dangerous situation. So when somebody enters an intersection, they look around and see what the dangers are, and they hopefully avoid them.
Now, you gotta admit, Gene, that's pretty radical what you're suggesting. I mean, the reasons why they came up with stop signs back in the day and they came up with stoplights was simply because not everybody was being as careful as they maybe should have been.
Oh, as the evolutionists say, that's what's called natural selection.
Yeah, but the problem is when you get caught as a T-bone, you know, when somebody who's not paying attention just goes ahead and T-bones your car as you're crossing the intersection because you were paying attention, they just happen to come out of nowhere.
Let me ask you this. Do you think a big metal sign with big, pretty white letters and a, you know, it's all shiny and red. Do you think that's going to stop someone who doesn't care if they drive straight through an intersection
no,
and get
true.
Slammed into? Do you think that a big sign is going to stop them from doing that? I don't.
First of all, if they're not paying attention, they're not going to see that sign anyway. So,
good point.
Right.
I just thought it was interesting because...
And you know what? That ties into a study that was done, Gene. I was just kind of playing devil's advocate there. That kind of ties into a study that was done over, I think it was in Holland, where there was somebody who actually took a look at a road with signage on it versus a similar road without as much signage on it. Or maybe a number of these roads, and they found out that the less signage there was, the more safe everyone was. So, for instance, if you put up a barricade around a cliff as you're going around the you know, like a curved cliff, if there's a barricade there, people are more likely to take it at a higher speed. But if there was no barricade there, you could damn well bet people were real careful with the way they took that curved cliff.
Yeah. And I have to agree with that because I've also noticed that there are no school zones in China either. When you go by a school, there is no speed reduction or anything like that.
You mean they can actually teach their kids to look two ways before they cross the street in China?
In China are very good at crossing the street without getting killed.
Thanks for the call, Gene. We appreciate it, man.
You know, I think that barricade's a really good analogy, too, because those barricades, they don't offer much safety, and I think that's pretty much a great analogy for all these other signs, too. They don't really offer all that much safety. They
for
just
more
give
safety,
people a false sense of security.
For more safety, we could just paint tracks going right off the edge of the cliff.
More Free Talk Live coming back, 800-259-5791.
Beep, beep. Developed to support respiratory health, Mucolixir is a new and unique product offered by Allergy Research Group. Mucolixir contains microdose DNA, a novel regulatory or signaling compound which appears to regulate mucus and cilia motion. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, the small amount of DNA in Mucolixir may support healthy mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Dr. Albert Dahlberg, MD, PhD, states that microdose DNA does not cause any gene transfer. It is very safe and can be of considerable help to many people. Numerous doctors and patients have used Mucolixir with great results. There are dozens of scientific publications from university research on the use of the synthetic form of DNA for immune support in lung health. However, the DNA in Mucolixir is naturally occurring and is used only in microdose amounts. This novel approach has stunned both doctors and patients. Mucolixir can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Monday night show here till 10 o'clock Eastern, and you can still take control here, 800-259-5791. Bring up whatever's on your mind, political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with
Dan Johnson
and Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. The last 7 months of the show right on the front page of the site. There's no digging around for the archives. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee. It's all free. FreeTalkLive.com. So, Manwich, let's go to Texas.
Let's go to Texas. Well, a Texas man was executed in 1993 for robbery and murder. He was probably wrongfully committed, according to the prosecutor.
Wait, he was wrongfully committed to jail?
Yes.
Okay.
Convicted, excuse me. I used the wrong word. The jury forewoman and an alibi witness and even a victim, apparently, the Houston Chronicle said on Tuesday. Reuben Cantu had nothing to do with the murder, attempted murder, and robbery of two men. I should know. A friend and fellow gang member, apparently they're taking quotes from gang members, Reuters is, David Garza told the newspaper. Cantu, only 17 when the crime took place, was convicted of murdering Pedro Gomez during a 1984 robbery, largely in the testimony of a single eyewitness, Juan Moreno, and then 19, an illegal immigrant wounded during the robbery, now says he is positive Cantu was not on the scene. Moreno twice failed to identify Cantu to the police and then did so when they asked him a third time, the Chronicle said. Cantu was put to death by lethal injection in 1993. He was 26.
Oof.
So I guess, you know, since we wrongfully convicted this guy, we should let him go, right?
He's dead.
Oh, you can't, because he's frickin' dead. That's the problem with the death penalty we've got going. Now, I'd also like to point out that there have been 122 people, ending with Harold Wilson in Pennsylvania, 122 people released from death row since 1973.
Based on new evidence, based on DNA.
DNA is
the real killer coming out.
All kinds of different things. DNA is actually a small factor. It's apparently only 15 of those 122 have been released. Mm-hmm. People live an average of 9.2 years on death row. And, you know, sometimes evidence takes a while to come out.
Sure.
Well,
and if it comes out after the fact, too bad.
Yeah, in Cantu's case, I guess we won't be doing anything about that because he's freaking dead.
How do you death penalty people feel about this?
Well, I hope the death penalty people sleep well tonight, knowing that they killed an innocent man. Actually,
is it worth it? Would they say it's worth it to them? Would they say having the death penalty around is worth it to them, even though a few innocent people have to perish as a result of it?
You know, the only reason we have the death penalty in this country is because it's popularly supported.
It's barbaric.
It is a barbaric system. It is barbaric. Now, I agree that the people who commit crimes, commit murder, those people are barbarous too. But there's every once in a while, and let's think about life in a cell for a second. Let's think about life on death row. Can't we just have a death row equivalent where we don't kill people? You just, for the, if you want to make this worse, punishment for people who commit murder, let's put them in a little 10 by 8 room and never open the door.
Well, let me be possessed for a moment and become his advocate. Well, boy, you wouldn't be saying that. You wouldn't be saying that, boy, if one of these murdered and rapists came out and killed your sister.
Well, I hope my sister doesn't get killed by the system where she could be wrongfully prosecuted and then.
Yeah, right, boy. You're trying to tell me that if you know, some one of these rapists out there came and killed your sister, you wouldn't want him. You wouldn't want him to die.
I absolutely would want him to die, and I would feel that it was my obligation, if I wanted him to die, to go into the county jail to get convicted, get put in his cell, and kill his frickin' ass. But I don't have to use the government as my weapon to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
Absolutely.
If you feel like somebody's, because it's a Department of Justice, it's not a Department of Vengeance. We don't need a Department of Vengeance, and that's currently what we've got.
The death penalty, it just exists based on emotion. I mean, it exists based on the fact that people get an emotional rush out of thinking about what should happen to these murderers and these terrible people. And yes, they do deserve to be punished. I mean, they definitely do.
I'd even go so far to say as they deserve to die, but it's not the government's place to kill them.
And you know what? The criminals that are in the jails are pretty darn good at taking care of that on their own. Jeffrey Dahmer murdered in prison.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just one that I can think of. I know there have been several others. What was it, that child-touching priest? There was some priest that was locked up.
If you're a kid toucher in prison, you're not.
He was taken out right quick.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't even last a few weeks in there.
Many convicts have kids.
Sure. So this just needs to stop. Although, if you're a death penalty supporter, we want to hear from you. 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791.
I would love to hear one good reason, because there isn't. I mean, I've looked
one good
at
reason
it
based on logic.
I used to be a supporter of the death penalty.
Here's the good reason for the death penalty, because I used to be a supporter of the death penalty as well. The good reason for the death penalty is I don't want my tax dollars going to pay for these people to rot in prison for the rest of their lives.
Restitution.
They are no use to society. Kill them. That's the only good reason.
And the answer to that, of course, is to change the system to where the prisoners have to actually pay for themselves to stay in the prison.
Well, wait, you're suggesting that they be slaves.
But now, let's be clear that the argument for killing them so that it's cheaper is an erroneous argument currently under the current system we have.
Well, they wouldn't
it
be...
costs more in the appeals that these people
right.
get,
right.
The mandatory appeals that they get, than it does to care for them
well,
at 50 grand a year.
The slave's
even
point
more
is
for death row, by the way.
The slave's point is interesting, but they wouldn't be slaves. That's... They wouldn't be being forced to work. It'd be voluntary. They could not work and then starve to death.
And let me point out how ridiculous that is, by the way, that it costs more in the appeals process. Look at the price of these prisoners. I mean, it's ridiculous. Our prison system is ridiculous.
$50,000 a year per prison.
It's an industry.
Yeah.
And it's a growth true. Industry because they have an incentive
and most
to bring
people
more
don't,
people in.
Most people don't make $50,000 a year in this country. That's not the average salary.
Certainly not. So how
these
many
prisoners
more people
are costing
can,
more than most people make?
How many more people can we afford to lock up? I mean, we already are the country with the biggest ratio of citizens that are actually in prison. How much further can we go? 800-259-5791, animal abuse, animal testing, coming up. Your show, you take control, Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Just enough time for your call. If you make it, we'll slip you in here before 10 o'clock Eastern. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Lots of good stuff there, all of it for free. The bulletin board system with lots of people interacting, over 1,000 archives, months worth of them. Live streaming, more. All of it is free at freetalklive.com, though we ask for your voluntary support via the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote is what that stands for. And there's a lot to talk about with the AMP program. We can't cover it all at once, so you can just go get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. One of the newest features that we've given to our Free Talk Live amplifiers is the amplifier-only call-in line. If you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, and it's only $3 a month to be a Free Talk Live amplifier, you get an exclusive line that you can call in on. Pretty neat. And then the long-term big goal of the AMP program, once we reach our goal, we're going to cut back on our commercial time by 25%. We're literally going to knock 4 minutes an hour of... That's an entire break.
Yeah.
And we're going to reduce the commercials by at least 25%, the amount of commercial time, because of the AMP program, because of you contributing $3 a month on a voluntary basis to the show. Hey, if you can't afford it, don't worry. We give you everything for free anyway. So go get it, freetalklive.com. AMP. Now, freetalklive.com. To the phones, to Mary Jo in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, Mary Jo. What's up?
Well, this death penalty thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I've listened to you guys a lot, and correct me if I'm wrong. Do you agree with abortion?
Do I agree with abortion? Yeah, I think all of us do.
What do you mean?
Careful, Manwich.
What do you mean by that?
You know, exactly that. What she means.
Well, no, I don't agree with abortion. I think it's a terrible thing to do. However, I do think that it should be I think it should be an option for people.
I support. And here's
a guy on death row gets more chance to get free than an innocent baby.
Let me before you go into that. Let me say that my personal stance on abortion is this: I feel that everyone should have freedom, and I feel that the life. This is my current stance on abortion, is that I feel that the life of the mother is further developed, and that, you know, I don't agree with the freedom of a being who is not even, you know, if you can consider a fetus a human life, it is a life that is so undeveloped and so unintelligent, it doesn't even have the same capacity for thought and rationality as an earthworm.
Mm-hmm.
And I support the freedom of a grown adult over the freedom of, you know, an earthworm. That's my personal stance right now. What I feel like, though, what really needs to happen is medical science needs to advance to the point that fetal relocation, in that there need to be surrogate artificial wombs or surrogate mothers that these fetuses can be relocated and grown to fruition in a surrogate womb.
Comments.
Okay, all I'm saying is that an unborn child, totally innocent, has done nothing wrong, and somebody on death row that has either raped or murdered or whatever,
or
the guy on death row has a better chance of life than the fetus.
I absolutely agree with you. I think that we should have these fetuses when there, you know, something happens, that it gets taken out of the womb and left to survive on its own means. And
if we can't
kill these fetuses. What we should do is we should just remove them and let them die, you know, on their own.
Oh, jeez. Mary Jo, I wish we had more time for you. I really do. Thank you for the call, as always. Hey, it's been fun.
Of course, we end the show with that topic.
It's horrible. Radio hell.
Oh, jeez. We'll be back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Matt.
Join us online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. See you.
Meep, meep.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a diabetic?